If you're a chosen one, what I'm about to say will hit home for you. But if you're not, it might not sit right. It could even make you want to click away. And that's okay. If it's not for you, feel free to watch something else. Spirit's telling me to remind you. As a chosen one, you might not fully understand who you are. Some of you might have an idea because you've done your own research. But listen, many of us are reincarnated. Princes, kings, ancient Egyptians, pharaohs, even angels. You're not who you think you are. You're so much more. There are people out there who aren't what they seem. Some are filled with negativity and anger, while others are just lost. But you, chosen one, you come from different dimensions. You might be moving through different worlds without even realizing it. When you're asleep at night and you start dreaming, sometimes you see things that don't make sense. You might wonder why you're having those dreams, but Spirit is revealing something to you that's hard to explain. This is what we call a download. It's like getting spiritual information that you can't quite put into words. If you try to explain it to regular people, they might think you're crazy. But if you look at the stories in the Bible, the same kinds of things were happening back then too. People just don't talk about it much now because they're scared of the truth. You know what I mean? Some folks just throw out quotes and scriptures, talking in circles to make themselves or others feel better. They're not truly chosen, they're just trying to fit in. But when you're really chosen, you don't have to prove it or say it out loud, it's just who you are. You've got a power within you. I'm not sure what your spiritual power is, but it's there. Some of you have this magnetic energy where you naturally attract people. Wherever you go, people are drawn to you. You might not even understand why it's happening, but it just does. For some of you women, it's a natural beauty that doesn't need effort. Others may try hard to look good, but you shine effortlessly. It's a natural aura, something in your very essence that makes you stand out. That's why I say some chosen ones are like reincarnated angels. You might think I'm kidding, but it's real. You could be an angel in human form. Sometimes being in this human flesh makes it hard to remember who you really are and where you come from. But deep down, your spirit knows. You're here for a purpose, and your gifts are a part of that journey. Maybe you grew up around people who never really told you much about your potential, but deep down, you've got a special power. If you know what I'm talking about, then this is for you. You've felt that power for a long time. I'm just here to confirm it. You have something special within you. Now it's up to you to figure out how to use it for your own good. Some of you have this power, but you're letting others walk all over you. You let people take advantage of you, run off with your blessings, and keep you down. Why? Because they know you have that power, and they're counting on you not doing anything about it. But if you're truly chosen, it's time to stand up and recognize your worth. Think of angels like Michael and Gabriel. They're not just single beings. They represent whole groups, whole tribes. It's like how I'm part of your soul tribe. It's not just about one person, but a whole community. You need to find out which one you resonate with, which spirit connects with you. Do some digging into your roots and why you feel the way you do. Chosen ones are here for a special purpose. You have a unique mission. For me, it's about motivating, encouraging, and inspiring others. That's my calling. I was guided by a force beyond this world that put me on this path, and maybe you've felt something similar. This message is to remind you that you might be more than you think you are. You just need to discover who you are and what you're capable of. Jesus himself said there would be greater ones to come after him, people with even more incredible gifts. That's you. Don't sell yourself short. He covered our imperfections so we could rise and embrace our true potential. You've got the power. Now it's time to use it. If you know you've messed up and made mistakes, that's exactly what Jesus is here for. He's basically saying, I've already taken care of that part for you, so you're good. You don't have to stay stuck as a sinner. You can turn your life around today. Just be honest with God and let him take care of you. Drop a comment below right now saying, I repent of my sins. I do it every day. Just put it out there. I repent of my sins. It's simple. I wanted to jump on here today to remind you that you might have a special anointing over your life. But if you don't open your mind and start reading and learning, you might miss it. This wisdom isn't always in the movies or the popular stuff you see. Sometimes you have to dig deeper, like checking out encyclopedias or psychology books to understand how people think. You need to enrich your mind with real knowledge, not just scroll through Instagram reels. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," meaning they don't take the time to understand why they feel the way they do. Don't just believe what others tell you. Do the research yourself, and you'll discover you're not who people said you were. You might even have powers you don't know about because no one around you has pointed them out. Sometimes you might feel bad about being different, but that's because you have a special gift you haven't tapped into yet. Trust me, I've been there. I used to be scared of everything, blaming others for my problems, but then I started believing in my own power. I realized I had a purpose, just like you do. This message is here to help you tap into your higher self and your purpose. And one more thing. Sometimes people try to hold you back, even put spells on you, so it's harder for you to see who you truly are. Keep pushing through that, and don't let anything stop you from becoming who you're meant to be. If you're listening to this and it resonates, maybe you're struggling to tap into your own gifts or truly be yourself. Sometimes it's because people put blocks on you. They might have seen your potential before you did and tried to stop you early on. If you feel like you're breaking free from those spells or curses, you're not alone. Many chosen ones are on the path of breaking these blocks and stepping into their true power. You know, there's so much more to life than what we usually share, even on platforms like YouTube. Some things are just too deep, too personal to put out there. But trust me, there are so many people who have unique abilities, and these gifts aren't just their own. They come straight from the Most High God. It's like a whole network of divine beings, angels, archangels, and other celestial entities, all working together to guide and protect us on our paths. Think of it like different tribes, each finding their own way. Just as there are countless Native American tribes with their own unique traditions and ways of life, there are also various spiritual tribes out there. It's all about discovering which tribe or spiritual group resonates with you. It's about feeling that connection, like you found your place and your people, spiritually speaking. We all have different paths, and what's important is finding the one that speaks to your soul. Sometimes you might feel like you're connected to something much bigger, like a higher spiritual realm. Maybe you're even part of an angelic group from God's kingdom, but no one's ever told you that. These spiritual forces might be trying to communicate with you, to offer guidance or support, but it can be easy to miss those messages because we're not taught to see them as normal or acceptable experiences. If you've ever read the Bible, you'll notice that the prophets were always in touch with angels and receiving guidance from God. It's a reminder that such connections are not only real, but have been happening for ages. So if you feel like there's something more out there, some force trying to reach you, don't dismiss it. Explore it, see where it leads you. You might find a sense of belonging and purpose that you didn't even know you were missing. It's all part of the journey to discovering who you are and the spiritual forces that are meant to be a part of your life. So if you're feeling something, it's not a bad thing. It could be higher spiritual forces trying to connect with you on a deeper level. That's why I often say, spend time alone. In those quiet moments, you're more likely to hear from them. I've been living on my own for the last few years, and that's when I started to really hear from my angels and guides. That's how I get these messages out to you. When I'm not distracted, I can focus on my purpose. I don't know who this message is for, but if it resonates, let me know in the comments. Thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Keep God and Jesus Christ number one. Peace.